is or are the spiritual seven when it comes to marketing. These are the guys you see all over the internet. The seven, like the Gary V's, the Damon Johns, and the like, right? Well, out of those seven, there is a man named David Meltzer. And David, in my opinion, is probably one of the, if not the, most down-to-earth of all of those people. And today, I have none other than David Meltzer on the Buzzworthy Marketing Show. Let's talk today about what the trends of 2023 are going to carry over to 2024. We're going to chat about the challenges that we're going to face in 2024. He's also going to give us his insight on how to utilize AI. And he's going to wrap it up with three huge knowledge bombs straight from the horse's mouth. Let's go.
Welcome to the Buzzworthy Marketing Show.
Welcome to the show, David Meltzer, the one and only. Where are you calling in from, man?
Oh, I'm in my closet here in Orange County. I'm so blessed to have some of the biggest stadiums. I love that you call me David Meltzer because it's Meltzer with an M, Meltzer. And I have a great guy I was training one time. He said, my name's Schmidt, like shit with an M. And so I'm like Meltzer with an M, and clear enough, but I'm in my closet. I have some of the most beautiful studios, one at SoFi Stadium, one at the Wynn in the lobby. Yeah. But I spend most of my time here. I'm one of the few middle-aged 50-year-olds that has gone back into the closet during COVID. And so I'm back in the closet.
I love it. I love it. So I grew up in Northern California. And then I actually spent 23 years living in Alaska. You want to talk about a cool studio? Go up on a mountain and do stuff. So I want to let the guys, I want to let everybody know, I brought David in, and of course I apologize. My dyslexia on the Meltzer-Seltzer thing is always there. So I appreciate you making sure that people can actually find you, you know, by saying your name right. So I'm good with first names. Anyway, I want to dive in and talk about, I mean, you are well known for your business prowess and definitely a thought leader in marketing, and especially in digital marketing. And so I want to start our conversation and just pack this conversation with knowledge for our entrepreneurs and our marketers who are listening, right? And so we're at the beginning of 2024 when this is being recorded. So let's start with like some of the trends you thought were really positive coming out of 2023 and maybe some predictions coming into 2024.
Well, you know, the spiritual seven was a trend in branding. So people were utilizing collaborations through 2023, and it seems like they overuse them. And I am victimized and a perpetrator of this marketing fraud, where you see seven of the exact same people that look exactly the same that are promoted and marketed together for the greatest entrepreneurial shows on earth, you know. And not that they don't pay me well, but I, you know, leaned into that in 2023, and I think it's going to change. I see so many people realizing that if you truly want to impact entrepreneurs, then you have to stand on your own. You can't be part of the spiritual seven, the famous triangle marketing, branding, and collateral that we see on everybody's platforms. And not to say you won't see me there. I'm doing the Aspire Tour. I'm doing Sigma. I'm doing Web Summit. And the list goes on, by the way. I don't know where everybody got into that triangle. I feel like you're from Northern California, right? Like the seagulls lining up on Pier 39 and flying off in a big thing. And Gary V's the front bird. And then there's Ed Mylett and David Meltzer, Tom Bilyeu and Patrick Bet David, you know, all lined up there.
You know, and I'm the sea lion on the actual pier in the back that nobody can see, right?
Right. So now is
Damon John part of that seven? Because he is like,
oh yeah, all the sharks
right now.
Yeah, all the sharks are always included in the spiritual seven. But I see more women going to be included. I see more two people conversations. I'm going on tour this year with Dane Cook. a little bit of outside. Two people with participation, you know, 2,000-3,000 people at the YouTube theater, a smaller theater setting, not all the Salt Delta Centers in the Madison Square Gardens with the Spiritual Seven. But I think you're going to see more conversation.
I heard that the LA stadium is open now. I don't think they're going to be using that for a couple months. So maybe there.
Yeah, there you go. It is. And I'm right down the street. I have a 10-year lease at SoFi. So I have the biggest waiting room in the world. If you want to come and visit me in my studio at SoFi, there's 65,000 seats to wait for me. But more importantly, I see that trend dying. Dane and I think, are going to lead the way in more conversations that include the audience. You know, a lot of Q&A, smaller, intimate settings, masterminds that are in person. Oh, that's the other side of it.
Yeah,
you know, I think people miss in person, and I'm really good in person, and I can't wait for people to take value in person more than they have in the past, and be willing to make an investment to pay to meet someone in person and ask for help.
Well, if you have any room for short, bald, bearded guys that know a little bit about marketing, I know a guy. So
I love it. Yeah. Well, we got plenty. We're, you know, 200 dates this year already scheduled for me. So we're always looking for every type of person, but especially anyone that's short and bald. You know, I love people that are my size, and I love people. If you're bald out there, and I'm working on it, remember, grass doesn't grow on a busy street. So it says something about you.
I love it. All right. So I love the fact that we're talking about getting personal again, right? Like, it's not the big panel, and it's like a parade. Like, you're talking about the Spiritual Seven. I feel like we get paraded. These people get paraded in front of us, right? And it's like, ooh, ooh. And it's not really a lot of meat, right? I was just at TNC, Traffic and Conversions, and they moved it from San Diego over to Vegas. I actually left after the first day. I didn't actually go back to the second and third day, because I'm like, I've only been there like maybe 3 years. Cause I tried my first time right before COVID hit in 2020. So the last 3 years I've gone, and I'm like, wait a second, this is just regurgitation. Like, literally Ryan Dice's signature talk right at the beginning is the only thing I got good, really good information. And I could have watched that on a recording, and I was like, why am I here? I went home. I was like, done. So I think that you're right in that the trend is about getting more personal and letting those panels, I think, is what you were kind of alluding to, where we have the audience coming with their questions and letting just a small handful of experts respond to those questions so everybody can get something from them. And I love that. Those are some of my favorite time on stage, is those conversations where there's multiple people able to kind of banter back and like, yeah, I got this idea, and then this idea. And then the audience is just like sucking it in. I love that. And with all that information, though, we're still getting a lot of challenges. What do you see the biggest challenges for marketers and small businesses out there in 2024?
I think the biggest challenge is the marketers themselves. I have never seen, I'm a lawyer who, you know, sold legal research online to make my money. I admittedly, and people know this about me, you know, I was a liar, a cheater, manipulator, overseller, and back-end seller to make my first millions. And as a sports agent, it's almost a common thread, you know, and in sports marketing and entertainment, I saw a lot of it. It's also genetically and energetically inherited by me. So my dads, my uncles, we're great car salesmen and real estate guys. But I will tell you this. I have not met a bigger group of bullshitters than people that are in digital marketing or 19-year-old life coaches. I mean, and so I think the biggest challenge is people that look like you and I, are ready to do digital marketing. And there's a bunch of young piranhas that are blowing smoke so far up middle-aged mutant turtles' asses, like me and you. And they are getting ripped off worse than lawyers, agents, and entertainers and publishers, all the insurance bro, all the scumbags that I grew up with outselling and overselling. I have never seen so much bullshit about, let me just give you a rule about digital marketing. If somebody tells you they know what the F, you know, $3,000 a month is going to do for your brand, they are lying to you. There's trillions of variables. They are lying to you. If you don't find someone that can test and go, then go away. And so stop buying the bullshit. And that's the biggest challenge is the marketers and the bullshit.
Oh, and AI is making it even worse. But back to your point, I deal with that every day as a fractional CMO, right? I'm dealing with guys who went through, have usually by the time they get to me, they've gone through a handful, like at least a half a dozen agencies. Agencies can be even worse than those individual marketers because agencies, I was just talking to a author friend of mine. She just broke the world record for summiting the most second peaks in the world. Like she did all of them, right? And she wrote a book. Well, as she was writing the book, she had an agency like, hey, we're going to blow you up. $20,000 a month. And when she got introduced to me and I'm like, hey, let me help you with da-da-da-da. And she's like, yes, I want to do that. She started telling me about that. I'm like, so how long have you been doing that? She said, oh yeah, about 6 months. That means she's $120,000 in. They hadn't even touched her book. They haven't even touched what her offer was going to be after the book. All of that stuff. And I'm like, $120,000. I could have put you on TV for less than that and got 10 times more and done nothing.
And those stories, sadly enough, I know we're laughing out of misery, like because there's people that we care about. I get them all the time. You know, I have a huge coaching business and part of what I do is help to trust and vet people. And it's amazing. Like really super successful people like buy into ego and bullshit and they allow themselves, you know, oh, I'll get you on Dave Meltzer's podcast. And they literally are sold that if you know, I love my podcast, but it's not worth $50,000 to come on. $10,000, I can back that up with business development, post-production content, and distribution. I quantify what you can get for $10,000 if you really want to be on a big podcast, but they're selling it sometimes for $50,000, $70,000.
Like, there's PR firms selling it?
Yeah, yeah.
I think they're the second worst than digitals. Don't you think? I think that PR firms are second worst to digital. And the reason they get away with it is because the KPIs are so fluid. And there is so much of that ego-centered KPIs out there, reach and frequency. And I'm like, yeah, but who are you reaching? And is the frequency even matter? Like, it's the second worst. Yeah, definitely.
I think my biggest value in this respect is I've stuck to my guns. And I built a community of powerful people that want to help each other and know people that could help each other. And if you ever want to read an article that's aligned with my belief system, it's called 1,000 True Fans. And I truly believe if you get 1,000 true fans, your grandchildren will never work.
Exactly. I love it. Yeah. I tell people about that on their email.
Better than 12 million fake ones. Trust me.
There you go. I'm telling you that, people think that their likes and on social media and stuff like that are going to blow up their business. I'm like, no, these are all empty. They're just BS.
KPIs. It's AI. Half of it's AI.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Bots. They've been plaguing us on social media forever. Like I now work towards automating social media for my service-based businesses so that the SEO can work in the background because nobody's hanging out at my dental group's social media channels. Like what is the most awesome thing to talk about teeth today? Like nobody's doing that. That's actually going to go.
If they are, you should report them to the FBI.
true statement. Hey, I don't want to run out of time. And there's two more things I want to ask you today. One, we just touched on it a couple minutes ago was AI. What is your take on AI as it comes to marketing small businesses?
Oh, it's so easy. AI is a servant, not your master. So look for the capabilities that you can replace with AI, not the person. What I have done, and I did this in 2023, I took every one of my valuable people and I say, what are you doing that's invaluable? And what can I replace? You know, inputting things, responding to like all of the, and I have saved literally millions of dollars by taking things off of my people's plate, giving it to AI or giving it to VAs, and then allowing them to only do shit that makes a lot of money. Not manual stuff, right? I wish AI, and it will someday clean my house, right?
Yeah.
AI, because like, you don't need. Well,
my little thing, my Roomba does that. It's using AI.
I'm talking about everything in my house.
Oh, but yeah. Well, you got to get a June oven.
A lot of wives out there.
You got to get a June oven. It's the smart oven. Right. We're collecting robots. We get you.
It's a servant. So my point is the AI is a servant, not your master. Don't be afraid of it. Remember this. Last thing to say about AI as we get to the last point, because I will tell you, remember, a hammer can build a house, but it also can knock it down.
Right.
AI can build your house, but it also can knock it down. So use it as an appropriate hammer, and you will build houses for the rest of your life.
I love it. Yes. And I mean, a person with a hammer thinks that everything's a nail, right?
Right.
And so it's like,
you know, I gotta use do more it content, for what you it's have the worth. Same sense of humor.
It doesn't have to be the only tool. I see so many people who are like, oh, I'm getting rid of this and I'm getting rid of that. Da, 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 da. And I was like, listen, AI is what a tool that we use to optimize our time, period. It's a time saver. AI doesn't create anything new. People forget that, right? So when I do my research, I use AI all the time because it brings a bunch of data to me so that I, as a human being, can synthesize and then process. And I might even give it a feedback loop and say, hey, listen, now that you've got this information, I want to take this part of that information. I want you to now use it to do blah, 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 whatever that is. Something that would manually take me longer, or one of my VAs.
Yeah, when you have a lot of content like you and I, one of the cool things is have your employees take an email response and say, respond to this email as if I was David Meltzer, speaker, author, entrepreneur.
Love it. And
it answers it better than if it was me. Or, you know, translation is a big area that AI is going to be huge in. It's
huge.
You know, go ahead. You know, and when I say translation, not just languages, but, you know, I study the Course in Miracles and I'm like, hey, can you rewrite this passage of the Course in Miracles as if you're, you know, David Meltzer, speaker, author, entrepreneur. Now it's putting it into my language.
Love it.
And I'm like, oh shit, that's what that means. That's cool.
I love that. That is awesome. And another thing that I'm seeing a lot of is utilizing the automations of those. So not only letting it chew the big data for you, but then automating the steps from the entrance to the output of that data is huge. And that's something that we're trying to show, you know, small business owners. Like, there are things that you do, like you were saying, stuff that just has to happen over and over and over again. It's like, those are the things you automate. There is a formula. Once you have a formula, you can automate it, and AI is going to do a really good job of that. So I want to make sure that we have enough time because, you know, I follow you on LinkedIn. You're one of the few people I do. And you always have like these really cool quips of genius advice for small business owners and other marketers and stuff like that. So for our aspiring marketers and our energetic entrepreneurs out there, what is your advice for 2024?
Community. Let's change the paradigm of business. Don't worry about making money. Don't worry about the outcomes that you think you want. What I want you to think about is building a community, because as a small business owner and an entrepreneur, you've never had, through marketing, a greater opportunity to reach 7.6 billion people. And if you're focused in on outcomes, you're going to be in trouble. Utilize the strategy and perception that I'm going to build a community of people that are going to help each other and know people that will help each other. Those are people that will do two things that are guaranteed over time to make you one of the biggest brands or companies, products, services, solutions in your expertise or topic or subject matter. And it's very simple. People who build a community of people that want to help each other and know people that can help each other, they will buy from you for life and sell for you for life. And there is nothing more valuable. And when I met Gary Vee 7 Super Bowls ago, I was so stupid. I was with AJ doing some consulting on his sports agency. We're at the Nike suite. Everyone gets excited. They're like, oh my gosh, Gary Vee is here. And I turned to AJ Vaynerchuk, no lie. And I'm all, who does he play for? And Gary's like, I didn't know. Well, because I'm a middle-aged mutant turtle, bro, and I'm 50 years old. I don't know what Gary Vee is. Anyway, Gary told me, hey, man, for the sake of what? Why are you going to invest all this money in building a digital brand? Why do you want to have a podcast? And I said, because I want to build a community. I'm going to make this investment. And if the only outcome I have at the end of the year, it's in, you know, late January is the Super Bowl. Back then, I said, if all I have is two people that will buy from me and sell for me every year. When I'm 70, 20 years from now, I will be the most notable, successful person in my subject matter or topic or expertise. And it has accelerated at a faster pace because 2 × 2 × 2 × 2 is 2 million times 2 million. And that's a pretty big audience. Tiny compared to the 7.6 billion possible, but 2 million people follow the 1,000 true fan formula. Build a community in 2024. You'll be thanking Uncle Dave in 2025. I promise.
I love it. I love it. And I think that it's important that you said like a year, you know, like communities don't happen in a quarter. And really, to be honest with you, as far as small business owners and the people, you know, us E-level celebrities, you know, way down here in the E-level, you know, we have to wait, we have to work at this for years. You know, I wrote my first book in 2021, right? I'm slowly getting that community up. And you have to continue to work it. And you got to show up every day. And like you said, if you could just get two people to listen to you in 12 months, that's a small room for 12 months worth of work. But the compounding effect that you talked about is so huge. It's what I talk about in the Rule of 26 is the compounding effect. And that leverage, when you do get those honest fans, the engaged fans, the people. I have one guy, if we ever have a mistake in a podcast, he emails us immediately because he's the first one to download it. I know every morning
like Meltzer, not Seltzer, you moron.
He's going to definitely tell me that. And that's, my wife's going to laugh at me for doing that because she knows I'm horrible with last names.
Yesterday I did an interview and I was reading something because we're doing it virtually, right? And I accidentally made the mistake of looking down at an email while I'm on it. And for some reason, I forgot I was a visual, right? I'd give the biggest yawn in the middle of this guy's answer. And thank goodness he's from Australia with a great sense of humor. He's like, am I thrilling you, David? Because he goes, like, are you serious? So don't worry. All of us make mistakes, and I take it as a compliment that you had me on here. We're going to do so much more content, meet each other in person. I'm going to leave you with three pieces of advice as well. All right. The three best ways to get in and maximize a difference. One is AI. Dive into AI. Trust me. Mm-hmm. Two, keep your people skills honed. It's going to be a huge differentiator in the world. Those people that can look somebody in the eye and give them a hug, make them feel a way in person on stages and panels and wherever you are, just meeting at a booth, it doesn't matter. And then the last one is interesting. I believe you got to lean into AI. You got to lean into personal skills. But lastly, read. This whole problem of real and fake, your mind needs to know the difference between real and fake. And the best way to exercise your mind to realize what's real is reading. Reading is the workout for the mind to know what's real. Those people that use AI, that have people skills and know what's real, are going to exponentially attain what they want faster with the exponentiality that Michael and I are talking about. Email me, david@dmeltzer.com. david@dmeltzer.com. I'll send my book. I'll sign it for you. I'll pay for shipping and the book. And we got to do more together, my brother. Thank you for having me.
I love it. Hey, guys, this is gold here. You got to grab his book. I'll give some more information here right after our outro. David, thank you so much. I told you guys it was going to be amazing. Oh my gosh. I love talking to people as smart as David and as humble as David. He is such a pleasure to talk to. I'm really looking forward to having him back on the show in a season or two when we can squeeze him into his, squeeze us into his schedule. Hey, by the way, if you haven't subscribed to the show, you need to make sure that you are not missing episodes like this. I am bringing the heat this season. You've seen it in the last season. If you're just starting with us, make sure you subscribe and like, and give us some feedback. We'd love to learn how we could even make it better. But until next time, stay buzzworthy.